With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Pundits and traders alike seem to be optimistic about the emerging details of the new trade deal announced by President Trump last week. Much of the deal announced has to do with cars, what percentage of parts need to come from the U.S. and Mexico in order to avoid tariffs, as well as duties charged on cars from existing factories versus those from new factories. And the president himself also said it would be a great deal for American farmers. Dr. Peter Crabb is an economics professor and says it's not an agreement that's going to excite free trade advocates, but it could be a good first step.
This deal may help keep tariffs lower than they would be otherwise if we didn't have any kind of deal. But it doesn't do anything necessarily to reduce the current rules for taxing tariffs on trade, particularly in cars.
And Dr. Crabb says, make no mistake, it's not free trade, it's negotiated trade.
What's going on under the current administration is more back and forth, more a lot of negotiations, trying to get the best deal. Bilateral negotiations help, but it's better if everyone was brought to the table and everyone lowered tariffs and lowered barriers.
The White House submitted a letter to Congress on Friday outlining the trade deal with Mexico. Congress has 90 days to review it, with a signing anticipated by November. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.